Okay, today's daf, and we have a discuss of learning Baba Kama, daf Tezvav, and we continue our travels through Shas, Baruch Hashem. Just always think about when you wake up in the morning, or you're listening to this in the afternoon or at night, learning the same thing as thousands of other Jews, and today we get to learn about one of the big sugyos in Shas, Parganas Kaknasa, Parganas Kamamona, as is going to come up in a couple of minutes. Ez Hashem, a lot to talk about today. Okay, so let's start with Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Two dots towards the bottom of the Amud. Bifnei Bezdin. So remember, the Mishnah had quoted a very unclear statements, and each statement is a reference to another halacha. So now we're up to the statement Bifnei Bezdin. So what did Bifnei Bezdin mean? That Nezikin takes place Bifnei Bezdin. So Prat Lemoker Nechasa V'Yacharka Cholich LeBezdin. Excluding somebody who, let's say, you have a mazik, so it does damage, and then he sells a lot of his properties, then he goes to Bezdin. So Bezdin does not collect from those properties that he sold beforehand. So says the Gemara, "Shvami na lava umacha nachasa v'yakach bala Bezdin ain't Bezdin gov." Is that really true? If somebody has a loan, and then he sells properties after his loan, so we know that those properties are mishubed. You go to Lakuchos. So Lachora, here too, you should say it by Nezikin, because by Nezikin, the Shibud is created from the Shas HaHezek, right? No dafka need hamad b'din. It's there from the Shas HaHezek. So therefore, you should say that there too. It shouldn't work just because he sold it afterwards. That can't be what the Mishnah is excluding. So Ela Leprat LeBezdin HaGyotos. So what does it mean b'fnei Bezdin? It means in front of a real Bezdin. In front of a real Bezdin, a Bezdin of Smuchin. But a Bezdin of HaGyotos is excluded, a bezin of non-smuchin. What do you mean they're excluded? What are we talking about here, bezin of Hedyotos? So Rashi quotes, as usually, bezin of Hedyotos excludes, three lines to the bottom, v'achi yasa masisa de bezin mumchin donin dine knasos v'lo bezin Hedyotos. Because all the knasos in the Mishnah are judged by mumchin, because knasos cannot be judged by bezin of Hedyotos, they need mumchin. And Tosos knows that we're not talking about knasos here. Rechil and Ezra is not a knas, if you damage, only maybe Karen, as we'll see. But regular Nezik is not a class, but Tosfos says in the second to last Tosfos, the Avakav the Basisim Lom Iri Beknasos, even though according to our Mishnah doesn't have any Knasos in it, especially according to Shmuel, who says Shor is regular Mavish Shane, still it's Meramis to us items that aren't even in the Mishnah. Maybe in the following Mishnayas, where it talks about Karen. So there's somewhere in there, there's a discussion of a Knas. And because of that, that's what this phrase is referring to, excluding a bezin of Hedyotos in judging Knasos. Alpi Edim. What does the phrase Alpi Edim mean in the Mishnah? Prat lamode beknas v'achach bo Edim shu pater. Also referring to Knasos, that if somebody admits to a Knas and then Edim come, so then that person is pater, because that's the principle of lamode beknas pater, as we discussed a couple of days ago. So the one-liner in the Bi'uri Chasidus L'Shas, Mode beknas pater, Lachain from the Toldos Aaron. Lachain anu omrim vidui b'chol yom. We say vidui every day, could they lift our atzminim in ha'onesh. Every day we are mode beknas. Every day before HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chance to be kones us, lost lovo, so that's why we say it. Even if akach bo edim, there are going to be edim against us, that are lit against us, but still, either they're edim psulim, Hamey says, because they're himsonim otanu v'soni pasal ha'edus, asoni is pasal to edus, or even if not, according to the other man, the Amar Motiv Akas Vakach Waitim is still Pater. So that's our Yirei Chasidus of the day. So says the Gemara. So that's what it's excluding. Alpi Eidim. But if somebody admits to a Knas, then they are not Chayiv. So we mentioned in the past what exactly is the Machlokas about Motiv Akas Vakach Waitim Chayiv or Pater, and in general what is the Svara Motiv Akas. So one opinion in the Rishonim is that he's doing Shuva. Motiv Akas. He's coming and doing Shuva. So you know he might as well. Let him be putter. You know, he's trying his best. This will just be mechazik him in terms of what he's trying to do. Mode beknas. Others say, as we'll see later on, mode beknas might be because knas inherently is something that comes from Bezdin, and by definition must come from Bezdin. Hopefully, that's something we'll get to more on Amud Beis. And if that's true, then if you try to create it, then you just usurped the Bezdin's ability of the creation of the knas, and therefore it's not going to exist. There is a big chiddush we mentioned in the past, the machlokas between the Ksos and other achronim. The Ksos says in Simon Shin Nun that Mode Beknas is totally on Kol Bezdin VeBezdin. If you are Mode Beknas in one Bezdin, so then in that Bezdin, Edom can't come and be Mechayev you. But let's say in another Bezdin, Edom show up in another Bezdin, that you can be Mechayev based on that Bezdin. And let's say Eidim come in one bezin, then it's too late to be mother, but not in that bezin. It's all totally on each bezin. Ein adavar tali ala bosa bezin shadon oso achshav. V'im bo Eidim v'heidu ala bebezin, v'lo gomros adin, oso habezin, u'ba tove oso lefei bezin acher, u'modu lefeim havali mother, but not, as long as he did it beforehand. U'ba dina tekamoi shabo Eidim ala knas shabar machayven oso lefeim. V'chein lahefach, he continues, and the Nesivus there and others, you know, argue, why should it be totally on kol bezin v'bezin? V'modu beknas, all bezin but the dinim are connected, and therefore that's it. You're modu beknas. Why should it be totally on each bezin? But that is the chiddush of the ksoth. He tries to bring rayas, but that is his chiddush. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So pa'api edim excludes modu beknas v'akav edim as pater. So honey chalman da amar modu beknas v'akav edim pater. So that works for the one who says that if you're modu beknas, then edim kav your pater. Elamanda amar modu beknas v'akav edim chayiv. But according to one who says that even if you're modu beknas, if the edim then come, you're going to be chayiv. So Michael Amemar. So then you still have a chiyah. It's your chayiv in that case. So what is our Mishnah excluding? So Michael Amemar. So seifa it's strichlei. The seifa is the chiddush. Really, we're talking about edim, but now the seifa that comes in to describe the who the edim must be. So that's what is referring to. What are the edim must be? So the next two lines of the Mishnah: b'nei chorin u'b'nei bris. And b'nei chorin, they have to be free, excluding who we'll see in a minute. And b'nei bris, people who are part of the bris. B'nei chorin, who is that excluding? Lemute avadim, to exclude avadim. Eved avadim kenaanim, they are not allowed to testify about nezikin. And eved kenaani, b'nei bris lemute odi kachavim. And b'nei bris is to exclude non-Jews. Odi kachavim. So if it's richa, so what do you need? What do you need? It's a chiddush, you know. They're always puzzle. So what do you need them to be excluded here? The ish mean an eved. If you would have only excluded an eved kenani mishum de'ein lo yachas, maybe because an eved doesn't have any yichus. It's not. We don't see his connection to his family, right? Amo demela chamor, just like right. Animals do not have any connection. So to the avadim, the eved kenani. Halachically, aval nachri deish lo yachas emalo. But a non-Jew, we do recognize their family relationships in various halachos, in arayos, in yerusha. Maybe because they have a family connection that gives them an adifus, and therefore they would be kosher for edus here. Ve'iyesh mina nachri, and if I only excluded nachri, we should delo shayach by mitzvahs, because the nachri is not shayach in mitzvahs. Interesting, isn't it? What about sheva mitzvahs may noach? So what is shayach is some mitzvahs? So maybe one could suggest that really six of those are los ases. Dinim is somewhere in the middle. Dinim is setting up a court system, you know, to make sure, you know, that the halacha is followed. But really, it could be, some of us have explained, that Kedushas Yisrael and the uniqueness is our ases, not just our los ases. So even though a nachri has certain los ases to do, dinim also isn't really a full-fledged mitzvah asay, even though it's counted as one. But maybe that's the pshat here. So if you just read enough, or you can just say pashtus, he doesn't have a lot of mitzvahs. He has a couple of mitzvahs. Aval eved, the shach mitzvahs below. But an eved has a lot of mitzvahs. He has mitzvahs except only the zman gromas he's parted from. But he has a lot of mitzvahs, so maybe there he would not be excluded. Sricha. Fine. Okay, two more points. Two points on what we just read. Number one is the thought that we mentioned in the past from the Shemana Tov. And that is whenever eved emo yachas comes up, it's nice to mention this from Parshas Noach. By Dov Weinberger, who benches Vayomer Or Vayomer Noach says when he curses his son who embarrassed him, Or Kanaan Eved Avadim Yelo Echav. What exactly? Why did Kanaan get the punishment of being an Eved? Why is that his punishment? So say the Shemana Tov, and that why? Because he was mevazeh his family relationship, right? He took his relationship with his father and he was mevazeh it. He disconnected himself from his father. So Dafka, his onus was Mida Keneged Mida. If he is Mavaz, his father, he cuts off his family connection, so we're going to cut it off from him. We're going to make him an Eved who has no Yachas. Because that's the definition of an Eved. V'nira de'ikr matzav ha'avdas hu de'en lo Yachas, de'ove Yachas mishpachti. And that's why, also, that a Rav, beginning mishpachtim, can give him a Shifcha Kananis. Right? Because an Eved loses somewhat of his family connection, even though it's talking about Eved Ivri, but it loses his family connection. Mishatoin ha'afiyas ishti of his body, lo'esi chafshi, nirtza de'in mishpachto, de'im la'donav. Nimtza de'chas, de'cham, sha'ovet, kol yachav mishpachti, v'times aviv, kinalaso betzido, de'evad avadim yelechav. And that's even what he adds, and this is what we mentioned it in the past, that's why there's such a focus on father and son, and parent and child in the Haggadah. And everything is Avla Ben, and you have to ask, and the Dalin Banim. So why is there such a connection? Okay, obviously there's a mitzvah chinuch, but we want to emphasize the family structure on the night of the Seder, because we want to emphasize that we're B'nai Chorin. And B'nai Chorin, function of B'nai Chorin is having the family connection. Masha Enkein, right after, Halach Ma'anya, Manish Tana, right? We have the Bakan HaBen Shoel. Bakan HaBen Shoel is the Lashon of the Rabbis. That's the Shemen HaTov on Avadim Emo Yachas. There is also an important discussion of the Rambam here and the Trumas HaDeshen. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Diskei Mamon, Ein HaNizakin Mishtalmin, Perek Tes, Ein HaNizakin Mishtalmin, Vein Chayavin V'Kofer, Vein HaBehemon HaReges, right, you don't pay in Nizikin, Ela B'raya Brura U'Be'edim HaKshirim L'Hayid. You need real Rayos and real Edim. Shelo Tomar, don't say, says the Rambam, where does regular Nezek take place? Most cases of Nezek take place in the barns, in the stables, you know, places where the average person is not. The only people who are there are Avadim, are Roim, shepherds, who are usually Pasaleita. So you might say, you know what, they're the only ones around in these types of cases. So you don't trust them. You can trust them in this case. Right, where does one animal gore the other animal? In the stable. Right, one horse goes crazy, and it gores the other animal. So, you know, you would think that the stable hand could be trusted, because he's the one that's always there. Says the Ramban, you might think you go listen to them. Because who's gonna wound somebody else in front of many people? Maybe in front of a woman and a child. Oh, we don't trust them even there. Exactly. That's the Rambam. Don't think otherwise. Says the Lacha Mishnah. What is the Rambam emphasizing? Where does the Rambam get this from? Now that he has to emphasize, don't trust anybody else, even though they're the ones that are usually around. Says the Lacha Mishnah, Kasam Ar Gemara. Our Gemara has to have specific limit exclusions of Eved and Akum. The Hechitesi, says the Lacha Mishnah, should the Eidu Zeh, Kal Mishari Du Yishe B'Torah, Shehutshach Masnisan, the Mishnah has to allude to excluding these people. That's why the Rambam understands our Gemara. Because the Havamin is that you would be able to believe them in these cases, Kamash V'Lanat. You don't believe in them even in these cases, even though they're the ones that are usually there. Oh, but maybe the fact that the Gemara only said this by Nezikin, says the Trumas HaDeshen, maybe we could expand it to other places. The Trumas HaDeshen has a tshuva, the end of the Trumas HaDeshen, Simin Shin Nun Gimel, second to last tshuva in the whole Sefer. Shin Nun Gimel, Dine Edus, Shaila, Leia V'Rachel, Cholkin, Leia and Rachel Avon Gamachloikas, Bishvil Makomos, V'Beis HaKnesa Shel Nashen. They each say, this is my place in the women's section. They each arguing about whose seat it was. V'Hivia Leia, Shtei Nashim, Shal Makomo Shelahin. Leah brings two women to support her claim. This is my seat. V'Rachel hevia ish echad. Meyich ha-makom ha-shalahin. And Rachel brings one man. I don't know how the man knows, but, right? So maybe he was, maybe he's the one who sets up the seats and writes the names on the back of the chairs for the Yamin Arayim. Either way, one woman brings two women, and one woman brings two men. Eze edus adif ha-tvei. D'shtei nashim o shal ish echad. That was the Shiloh of the Tshuva Tzedevshah. So Tshuva. Yira, number one, he says, the Haidina Becheskas Hamakomus Talia Milsa. So first he says, who's the Muchzuk? Who's the Muchzuk in the seat? Who's sitting there? Who's trying to be Motzi who from the seat? So if you could find one Muchzuk, so you should go by the Muchzuk. Because, you know, you have to bring a, you know, Motzi, a Chazaka, except with Raya Brura. That's number one. But then he says, he quotes our Rambam in Hilchos Nezikin. And he says, like the Lecha Mishnah says, the Dinin Rav Shel Rambam, Sherotza Lassis Tam, Loma Hutzruch Lagabi Nezikin, Lahotzi Avadim Anachri, Mechal Eidus. Why? So he says exactly what the Lecha Mishnah says, Havamina Dafka Hani, only here. But Nashaviktanim, Tisbuhu Hani, and you might say, he just added one point to the Lecha Mishnah, you might say that even after our Gemara, that just excludes an Eved, which has the problem of Ein Lo Yachas, and Akim, who is not Shaiach B'Mitzvahs. But maybe other psulim, like Noshim B'Ktanim, the Isbuhu Hani Trei, they have Yachas and they have Mitzvahs, we should be Machshu them. That's the Rambam's finish. That no, you need Raya Brura. But now, says the Trumas HaDeshen, that's only by Nezikin. By Nezikin, the Torah goes out of its way to say that if it's a play, even though, you know, most of the time only psulim are in this place, you know, you wouldn't be, you still can't trust them. But in other places where only certain people are matsui, so you would be able to trust them, because you only have the limud by Nezikin. And that's what he says. Yesh lanu litvos hasvaras hatana, the yesh lahachshir apsulim. Lakach ein leya tzricha lihishava klal neged ha'ed sher yesh la edus kenegda. She has two witnesses, even though they're women, but these are the ones that are usually prevalent in the women's section, and therefore it is not a problem. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Shumas Hadashen, and it's quoted, discussed in the Beis Yosef also on the Ramah, but this is important tshuva based on our Gemara. Okay, one other ha'ara, and then we'll move on. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnayos here notes that another chiddush that you might say excluding non-Jews is even if this is a din Torah between a Jew and a non-Jew, where you might think that you might be able to trust, especially if the dinim are the same, after b'dinayim donen al p'edus akum mikol makom k'shibon l'fanein aladun ain't donen el b'edus k'sherim. So that's maybe a chiddush excluding a case of umos ha'olam, even if it's a case that is talking about them as well. Okay, says the Gemara, continue. Tudas v'hanashim b'chal ha'nezek. So the end of the Mishnah, second to last phrase says, Nashim are included in the Nezek. So Minan Emili, how do you know? I don't know women are included in Dini Torah of Nezikin. So 3 days, and these days we've had already Imsachim and in Kiddushin and elsewhere. Amar Avinu Marav Chayin Tanah Deveri Bishmael, Amar Kra, Ish O Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatos HaAdam, man or woman does any Chatos, any sins, Hishva Kaz of Isha Lishva Chal On Shashabat Torah, we're talking about Karbanis there. If you do any sin, you get to bring a Karban. So you see, a man and a woman are equalized, right? They're Hushvu regarding all Onshim in the Torah. Number two, Deveri Bishmael, Deveri Belazar Tana, they're connected regarding all dinim in the Torah. Let's finish first. The Bechizki of Rabbi Yosef Lulitana, Amar Kra, the Hamis Ish O Isha, Hishva Kaz of Isha is the Chol Misa Shabbat Torah. The first case is about Misa regarding an ox that kills a person. So they have the same din there too. Vitzrichi, and we need all three limudim, one by dinim and one by Onshim, Karbanas, one by Dinim, that they could be involved in Dinei Torah, and one by Misa. Vitzrichi need all three. Why? If you'd have only had the first one, that they could bring a Karban if they do an Aveira, maybe only over there, the Torah is Rahmanas, Kapara, right? Because bringing a Karban is part of a Kapara. So there, we wanted Ish to get a Kapara, but by Dinim, being all the court proceedings, Ish to Bar Maso Matan in, Ishalo. Maybe a man should have to be the only one that involves himself in the court cases, because he's the one that the bar masu matan. But Ishalo is not. So therefore, you need makar number two. The Yeshmin and Dinan, if you would have only had makar number two, ki hecha de tevele chayusa, we would allow her to be involved in masu matan so that she has chiyas, she has what to live with. So people buy and sell things with her. Right? If not, if she's not going to be able to come to court, then nobody's going to do dealings with her. So ava kapara, but regarding kapara, if a shar kills a person, ish to bar mitzvah in, isha de la bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah lo. In ish, which is a bar mitzvah, fine, isha la bas mitzvah lo. What does that mean? That's a tough one. So you have to say something like that. What's the payment that we're talking about here? A kofar payment? So we know a kofar payment is, you can't put a value on a human being anyway, a man or a woman. So obviously the kofar payment is not in lieu of a life, if a shor. It's just that, you know, murder is only if you kill. If your ox kills, which is a choser shmira, so there is a payment given, but it's lav dafkot, it's anything to do with the life itself. So maybe it's connected somehow to the mitzvahs involved, but not to the life, because the life of a man and a woman are equal. That's not what we're talking about here. And in terms of the chiyah mitzvahs, the kofar somehow is connected to that. So that's what you have to give shah here. So that's what you need, makar number three. The ishbi nahani tarati, if it only had the last two, hacha mishum kapara, vahacha Mishum, if you would have only had these, right, this is Mishum Kapara, V'hacham Mishum Chayusa, Aval Inyin Ketala, but regarding Ketala, Ish Debar Mitzvah, Lishleim Kofer, Ishalo, V'yesh Me'inan, right, so that's it, that's why you need the third case. V'yesh Me'inan Kofer, Mishum Di'ika Ibn Neshama, Aval Hani Tarti, Delek Ibn Neshama Malo, Tzricha. If you would have only had case number three, maybe only there, because there somebody was killed, and that's why she could be involved. But the first two, maybe you wouldn't have thought, Kamash Malan. That's why you need all three. All three. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, Tosfos here, on when it talks about the second makar of Arshat Tasim Lefnehem, Hishra Kaz of Isha Lish L'chol Dinim Shabbat Torah. And therefore, the woman could come to Bezdin. So Tosfos discussed it. What about a woman being a Dayan? What about a woman being a Dayan? Right, so Tosfos says, the Mishnah in Meseches Nida says, Kol HaKasher Ladun Kasher L'Ha'id. Anybody who's kosher for din is kosher to be made. and the isha psula lahayid, and the isha is pasul lahayid, right? So how do you get out? Sometimes you see cases where, like our case here, where she is involved, so you have to somehow work out that gemara. But what all the rishonim do here is to work out, what about dvora? What about dvora? He shafta es ha'am, right? One of the the only shofetes that we had. But so how can dvora judge shofetes? She can't be a dayan. How can she be a dayan? So Tosas here has one answer. Shema, in the middle of Tosas Asher, Shema hayu makablin osa aleihem mishum shchina. Maybe they accepted her because of the shchina. Somehow they had a message from the shchina. They knew she was a neviyah, one of the neviyos. So they accepted her because of the shchina. If you look at the Tosfos in Nida, he also quotes this. He says maybe it was a shiny mishum baskol. Right? It was a one-time thing. Tosfos also there says maybe she wasn't really shofetes. Maybe she just taught the dinim to them, but she didn't really judge. That was the different answers given. If you look at the Maariv Chayis here, the Maariv Chayis notes, he says if you just have the line of the Tosfos in Nida, it's someone more difficult. Afi baskol, would have passed from a baskol. Right, the Gemara in Bamatia Nuntes, like we know, the Vasco goes, yeah, the Lachas, like Rebbe Lazar, tough luck. Lo Bashamayim he. So what do you mean they accepted her b'pnei Ashkina? So the Maariv Chayis here says, the Imkain, Hechi Haisa Rashay Ladun Api Adibur, right, just because the Dibur went out, the Vasco, like the Lashon and Nida, he says, that's the importance of our Tosfos. We know by Dina Mamnitz, you're allowed to accept judges, whoever you want. You can accept your father for a judge, you can accept Sulim. The Mishnah Mesechas and Hedges says you can accept whoever you want. So says the Maariv Chayis, you have to read this Tosfos and the Gemara and Tosfos and Nida together. The important Lashon of our Tosfos is Mekablenosa. Mekablenosa, Mepnei Ashchina. And that's a model you have in Dina Mamnitz. Even though you don't pass a member of a Baskol, but if they accepted, so that is allowed. The Orchlaner in Nida there on Daf Nun says he thinks that these two terutzim of the Makabel her or from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the other day given in the Tosfos is that it was a harasha, it was just a one time thing, but it's not usually because she was the greatest, right? There was nobody as great as her. That's why she was able to be shofetes. They're all alluded to in the Psukim. In the Psukim themselves in Shoftim. Because what does the Pasuk say? Udvara Eshes Nevia, Isha Nevia, Eshes Lapidot, He Shafta Es Yisrael Bo Esahi, Vihi Yoshev Es Tachas Tomar Devora, Bein Aramo, Bein Beit El, Bahar Ephraim, Vaya'alu Eleha Bnei Yisrael Mishpat. Those are the Psukim. The Yesh Lomar, the Tevas Hi Miutar. First of all, he says the word he is extra. He says, He Shafet Es Yisrael Bo Esahi, Vihi Yoshev Es Tachas Tomar Devora. We have to repeat the he. She judges, and under Tomar Tvora, you have to repeat the Vihi. V'gam ba'esahi miyutar. And what do you have to repeat at the end? And she did it ba'esahi. V'gam machidish ha'pasik b'masha omar. And what also does the pasuk say? That they went up to her, lo mishpat. Of course, she was a shofetes. V'yalu eila b'neisa lo mishpat. Kima shadavar shekfar ksiv, he shoftes Yisrael. Achein. So he says, you have to read all these sukkim. He shofta aval isha acheres lo. What do you mean, at the he? It's only her. It was a rasha. Only she did it. She wouldn't have used it. And also, did she force people? Did she bang on the head and say, I'm doing it? No, it says, they went up to her. They went up to her. They were makabel her. And therefore, all of these answers of Tosfos are alluded to even in the Psukim. Godless of an Aruch Haner. Okay. That's the first one. The other point, also, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz here says, what do you need a pasuk to exclude them or to include them? We already know that they're excluded from Eidos. We know they're excluded from Eidos. So what's the Hava meaning here? He says, Vim tamar lamali kro l'rubinu. What do you need a pasuk to include them? Typically, mid itzak kro l'mu'ute me Eidos al-mashachi bedinim. Maybe from the fact that they're excluded from Eidos, maybe they will be included. Here, in Makar number 2, l'chol dinim shabbator, you have to include them. They're excluded from Eidos, mashma. They're excluded from Eidos. They're included in Dinim. So says the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. So maybe you would have thought they're only excluded from Eidos, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalusa, some type of Eidos which there, you know, is unique. But other type of items, you wouldn't be able to have a general case. We mentioned when we looked at some Sechas Kedushin from other Achronim that maybe the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that you would have thought that they're just Psulim. But now, with the extra limud, they're mufka, they don't have a shame aid, they don't have a shame dayan. We know certain people aren't just a pasul, like a gazlan. A gazlan is pasul la'edus. But the Tumim writes there are six people that don't even have a shemid. Chereshot v'katan, eved isha akum. Right, those six people don't even have a shemid, meaning if an eved or an akum comes with a group of people and that eved or akum becomes pasul, you don't say nimsach ad karva pasul like yusuf atela. You don't say it's a group and there's a problem in one of them because they don't have a shemid at all. Right, so maybe that's the extra pasuk saying that they're not just pasul, but they don't even have a shemid. Okay, let us continue. Hanizek v'mazik v'tashlumin. The Nizik and the Mazik both share in the Tashlumin. That's the last line of the Mishnah. So Itmar, here we go. Famous Machlokas. Palganiska, half Nezik, Chatzi Nezik, that Karen pays. So what exactly is that considered? Rav Papa Amar Mamona, Rav Huna Breda Vishua Amar Knasa. Rav Papa says it's Mamon. Rav Huna Breda Vishua says it's a Knas. It's a Knas. Rashi says right away, Nafgamina, Rashi says the Dibrasal Mamona, Nafgamina, the Boda, Mikamid, Asusadi Lo Miftar. What's the nafkamina between Momon and Saknas? If they admit before Edom come, so then they're motive of Miftar. So Rashi already feels he has to put in a nafkamina. Don't think this is just a lundish machlokas. Right, there's a nafkamina here. The Minchas Chinuch also points out here an important point. We know generally motive of Knas is Pater, as we said before, because you're admitting to something, so you know what? Just pay what you normally pay, and we're not going to be mechayiv the rest, because you like doing shuva. It says in Minchas Chinuch, this Knas is unique. Because by this Knas, motive of Knas, you're going to be Pater totally. It's not like Modeh B'Knas of Kefil and you're going to pay the Karen. Modeh B'Knas, you're going to pay the Karen. Here, you're Modeh B'Knas, you pay nothing. So do we still say Modeh B'Knas there? So the Minchas Chinuch says, no, you are Mechayiv in something. Even after Modeh B'Knas here. What is that? If the Nizik is Toface now. If the Nizik grabs it, now he'll be able to keep it, as we're going to see on Amid Beis. So there's still a potential Chiyuv that kicks in when you're Modeh B'Knas, and that's why Modeh B'Knas is still Pater here. So Modeh B'Knas, Machlokas, Mamon or Knas, or Papa, or Mamon or Papa, says this Mamon, what does that mean? That half an Ezek is Mamon, Kasavar, Shtam, Shvarim, Lava, Cheskashim, Rekaimin. A regular ox is not considered guarded. Lava, Cheskashim, Rekaimin. Ubedinu, Dubai, Lishlomi, Kule. And therefore, if your ox gores even the first time, you should have to pay everything. Because you cannot assume it's Cheskashimur. Verachmanu, Techasale. You know, the Torah is Rachmanus on you. Zakatilo, Yai, two race. The first time, the second time. So you know what? You know, the Torah is Rachmanus on you. So therefore, you only have to pay half. But the half that you pay, though, is Meikar Hadin. It's not a Knas. The Shinu Kibetza says, why is the Torah only Knas on Karen? What about Shein and Regel? What about Bor? What about Eish? So the Shinu Kibetza says, it is Knas. Shein and Regel are Pater and Rishas Rabim. Right? Bor is Chayim, Bor is Pater on Kalim, Eish is Pater on Tamun. So there is a Ptur in all the categories, and the Torah says, all could be learned out, the Torah is Knas. Rav Huna Bedev Yeshua Amar Knasa. Right? He says, no, Knas. What does that mean? Ksaver, what's his svar? Stam shvarim, b'cheska shimer kaimi. A regular ox is b'cheska shimer. You could assume that your ox is guarded. Ubedinu d'lo l'shalim klal. And really, you don't have to pay anything. You shouldn't have to pay anything. Because your ox is b'cheska shimer. V'rachmanu d'kanti. The Torah's konis you k'echad d'lun t'lay the ture. Torah wants you to guard your ox. You shouldn't assume that it's like every other ox that you should guard. It's therefore the half that you pay is extra. So, a couple of questions now. T'nan, and Nizik amazik b'tashlumin. Our Mishnah says that the Nizik and a Mazik both bear the brunt of the Nezik. They both lose something. So, Bishlam alavant amar paganis kamamona. According to the one who says paganis kamamona, I understand. Hainu d'shayach nezik b'tashlumin. Because the Mazik is paying something, so he's losing. And the Nizik should be getting the whole thing. Because it's paganis kamamona, and he's only getting half. So, he's also losing. So that's how the Mishnah could say, Hanizik Lamazik Batashlumin. Elo Lamanda Amar Paganisk Knasa. But according to the Manda Amar, the Paganisk is a Knas. So Hashta Dilavdi Deshakil. The Nizik is getting half of what he's not even supposed to get it. It's a Knas. He's getting half of what is not his own. Batashlumin Isi. So what's he losing? He's not losing anything. So how do you read the Mishnah according to the Manda Amar? Paganiska Knasa. So Lo Nitzricha Elo Lapachas Nevela. You know what it's referring to? What we had earlier. Pachas Nevela, meaning the devaluation of the carcass in between the Shas and Nezek and the Shas Amadav Adin, or like we saw the Rush, the Shas that the Nizek knows about it and the Shas Amadav Adin. Either way, so that is on the Nizek to bear. So ask the Gemara, we already had that. Pachas Nevela, Hatanale Reisha. We had that earlier on Daf Yud. Tashlumi Nezek, Malam, Misham, Bailam, Matavam, Nevela. We already know that the Nizek has to bear that. So how could it be that our Mishnah here is referring to that? So Chadab Etam, Chadab Emuad. You need two Mishnahis about it. One by Tam, one by Muad, each to tell you that the Nizik is the one that has to deal with the carcass. Vitzricha, and you need them both. The Ishmina Batam, if you only had the Mishnah about Tam, and only by Tam do we say the Nizik has to deal with it. Mishum Dakati Lo Yayit, because we say, look, the Shor hasn't been, the owner hasn't been warned yet, it's not fair, so Nizik, you deal with it. Ava Muad Emalo, but by Muad I would have said, hey, it's his fault. the Mu'ad's fault, he's got to deal with it. So that's why you need the Mishnah by Mu'ad. The Ishmina Mu'ad, if you would have only had the Mu'ad, we should become a Shalim Kulei. Maybe there we would say, you know what, he's paying the whole thing. Nezek Shalim, so you know what, Nizek, you take care of the carcass. Aval Tam, but by Tam, where he's only paying half, Emalo, maybe there we would say, you know what, he's only paying half, so let him deal with it also. So Tzricha, that's what you need. Two Mishnayis to teach me that Pachas Nevela Lenizek, both by Tam and by Mu'ad. End of the first question. Two, Toshma, Ma Bein Tam Lemu'ad. What's the difference between the Tam and the Mu'ad? The Mishnah later on in our Perek, of the Shem tomorrow's daf, Ma Bein Tam Lemu'ad. Sha'tam Mishalim Chazi Nezek Migufo, Lemu'ad Mishalim Nezek Shalim in Ha'aliyah. Tam pays Chazi Nezek Migufo. What does that mean? He cannot pay more than he is worth. If the ox that gored, the damaging ox, is only worth 100, so even if the damage is worth more than 100, he doesn't pay more than that. Migufo. We'll have to talk about it, what the svar is for that. But the tam pays chatzi nezek and migufo. Umur mishalim nezek shalim min ha'aliyah. Umur pays nezek shalim min ha'aliyah, meaning more than what he's worth. Are those two differences or one difference? Again, something to talk about. Is there a connection between chatzi nezek and migufo? And nezek shalim and min ha'aliyah? Are those two differences in the Mishnah? Okay? Let's keep that in mind. Bim Isa, but if you say, if it's true, that Palganiska is Knasa, listen to Amiha, so there's another difference. Tom Eino Mishalim Al Piyatzmo, Umur Mishalim Al Piyatzmo. Tom doesn't pay, right? Modi Beknas is not going to be Pater, right? Or will be Pater, and a Muad would not be, right? If you say it's a Knas, then Modi Beknas should be Pater. That's another difference between a Tom and a Muad. So Gemara says, no, ton of a Shear. So, you know, you're right, it's true, but I left it out. My shear, the high shear, what else is left out in that Mishnah? So shear chatzi kofer. It left out half kofer. Half kofer, meaning if a shear muad kills somebody, then he has to pay kofer. If a shear tam kills somebody, he pays nothing. So he doesn't pay half. So therefore, that's another difference left there. So Gemara says, that's not such a raya. Yimishab chatzi kofer, lav shiruhu. It doesn't have to be a shear. Ha'mani, Rabbi Yosei Glilihi. Dharma tam shalom chatzi kofer. Tam does pay chatzi kofer, according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, and therefore, that wouldn't be a good shear. There is a shita of the Ravid, which is a very important shita, which we'll have to come back to. It's quoted in the Rashban, Daf Lamed Gimel later on, but it's alluded to by other Rishonim. The Ravid says that Modi Beknas Pater does not apply to Karen, Paganiska Knasa, because it's a different type of Knas. It's a different type of Knas. Says the Ravid, the Avagav de Knasahu, Veleka Edin Egicho, Modi Beknas Pater, Lo Dami Hai Knasa Lo Shar Knasas, Tehacha Karna Hu de Mishalim, Ubeidina Ki Mode Zil Shlim Amrile. And the Rashba says, it's against Mufurish the Gemara right here. This Gemara is the biggest problem for the Ravid. What does it do with this Gemara? It sounds like if you hold Mahagana's Kafasa, you say Modi Beknas Pater. Okay, you got to work out how the Ravid deals with the Gemara. But in Lamdis, the Ravid says this Knas is different. This Knas is different than any other Knas. If you think about it also, it's many Knasos are fixed. Right, you have Shloshim Shel Eved and Meya Motzi Shemra. Most Knasos are fixed. This is one of the few that is totally on what you did. Right, even if it's half of what you did, but it's still connected to what you did. Right, similar in that way to Kefel. Right, Kefel, those are the two Knasos. Karen here, and Kefel by Yegeneva, those are the two, and Dalai Behei, those are all connected to what you did. All of the Knasos are just finite and fixed. So those, if it's something's fixed, you say it's a knas. So these are somewhat different. But that's an important sheet of the Ravid, that you would not say Modi Beknas Pater by Karen, and you just have to work out this Gemara. And all the Achronim try to figure out what the Ravid means. Right? The Stipler says maybe Bezdin will tell you to pay, right? That's his Lashon. Bezdin will tell you Zil Shlim, but they won't enforce it. They won't enforce it if you're Modi Beknas. So how do you have that that middle ground? Okay, maybe it's more connected to the Maisa than Bezdin. By Mu'ad, everybody agrees it's Mamon. Okay. Because the only Svara is, you know, but La Bechazka Shimer Kaimi, and therefore now you have a responsibility. Toshma, next. Hey, Mishorius Plonio, Shorosha Ploni, Mishnin Ksubis. If a person comes to Bezdin and says, my ox killed so-and-so, or my ox killed so-and-so's ox, Harizim Mishalim Apiyatzmo, he pays Apiyatzmo. So my La Tam, isn't this talking about Tam? And therefore, you see, it's a Karen. Modi Beknas by Karen, and you're going to pay. So that proves Mamona. So Loba Muad, no, that Mishnah is talking about a case of Muad. Aval Tam, my Hakanami, Dei Mishalim Apiyatzmo. But what, Tam would not pay by himself? So then, Ihachi, Adatani Seifa, Hey Mishorius Avdo Shaploni. So why in the Seifa did we jump to say my ox killed so and so's Eved, Ein Mishalim Apiyatzmo? Because that's a case of Knas. So Niv Liflovelis, Eved Dei. So stick to oxen, and say the following. What do you have to go, jump to another factor of killing an Eved, even within killing oxen, still we have the chiluk of chayiv and pater. So the Gemara answers, kula b'muad kamayri. No, there's no kasha. The Mishnah there is talking about in muad. Well, that if you look in within muad, and therefore, that's why it stays, it quotes the case that it does. Tashma neg zeh haklal. We have a brisa. Kola mishalim yoser al masha hizik, ena mishalim al piyatzmo. If anybody pays more than they damaged, then they don't pay al piyatzmo, meaning it's a knas, and it would be motor knas pater. So my love, hapachas mimasha hizik mishalim. So doesn't that mean only if you pay more than what you damage, you're going to be putter? But if you pay less than what you damage, you're going to be chayiv, kasha, mod on mapaganis kaknasa. Lo, ha kamashi hizik mashalin. No, be medayik. If you pay more than what you damage, you're going to be putter. But if you pay exactly what you damage, you're going to be chayiv. Aval pachas my hakanami dilam mashalin. But what, less than, if it's less than, it's also you're not going to pay? So why isn't the Mishnah more exact? Instead of saying that, why isn't it more meduyik? Listen, Zachlal, call Shayna Mishalim, Kimasha Hizik. Why don't you just say exactly? Why don't you just say, if anybody doesn't pay exactly what they damaged, meaning more or less, then they'll be Pater. So our answer is Tiyufta. But Vehilchasa Pagan is Kaknasa. But Hilchasa Pagan is Kaknasa, even though we just asked the Tiyufta on him. The Gemara says, Tiyufta Vehilchasa. What does this mean? Tiyufta and Hilchasa? The Gemara says, in, yeah. Yeah, time am I having tiyufta? We shouldn't look tani kamoshe hizik. Why would you, did we ask a tiyufta? Because we didn't say, it didn't say kamoshe hizik. It said yoser. So lo psikale. No, there's a good reason maybe why it didn't say that. Why? Kivan tiyika chati nezek tsroros. Because remember from Dav Gimel, we have the case of chati nezek tsroros, where the animal is walking and a pebble shoots out from his foot. There's a halacha moshe misinai dehilchas akemirula. At least Rashi calls that halacha moshe misinai demamonahu. That's mamon, meaning it's regel, and you're still going to pay chati nezek. And that case, if you're moden there, I'm sure you're going to be chayiv. Either you're paying less. Mishamachi lok tani. That's why the Mishnah couldn't have said that. Period. Asks the one of the achronim, tiyufta v'hilchasa. So why did just skip the line of tiyufta? Why did they ask a question and then just give the answer? Just give the answer. It's say tiyufta. Usually we know some sources say that the when you have a tiyufta is different than kasha. Kasha means there's an answer. Tiyufta means there's no answer. At least tiyufta, I think the Maris Chai says somewhere else. Tiyufta is a blank tiyufta. When you have a double tiyufta, that's a knockout punch. Let's forget it. Here you have one word of tiyufta. Like Maris says, tiyufta and valka chilchasa. So ask the one of the achronim, so why did it say that? Why did it just give the answer right away? So ubier biri adav quotes, sha'atu lo yada makshe tiyufta zu sheish chati netek tsroros, mikomakom ha'hiksha listi zeha klau, ubehechrechu mishum shu sober shekocho lav kegufo dami. Maybe the Havamina thought that the Tsroas case wasn't exactly a regular case of regel. Maybe Kokolav Kagufo Dami. Maybe that is a type of Knas case. Kamashmala, no. That's Balacha Moshe Misinai. Balacha Moshe Misinai is telling me that there's a Chiddush here. There's a Chiddush here. What exactly is Balacha Moshe Misinai telling me? So we already noted this Machlokas on Daf Gimel. The Rashba here quotes it, though. The Rashba has two deos. Is Balacha Moshe Misinai? If you take the language of the Gemara Kipshuto, it sounds like what Rashi says on Daf Gimel. What halacha moshe misinai? Dimamonahu. That it's mamon. Not that it's chati nezek. You would know that it's chati nezek, but that it's categorized as mamon. That's what Rashi says a few places on Daf Gimel, and that's what it sounds like here. The Rashba says that's true, that's what it sounds like, and that's an opinion that he has, but pashtus, the halacha moshe misinai, that you pay chati nezek. Because it is regel, it's normal, it's urchei, and the chiddush is, v'yeshu zefarish o, dehilta gemirullah, chati nezek bel chudkoi. Klomer ha'ika chazi nezek tsroros the gemir lo dehilchasahu v'lo mishlan kamashi hizik v'yihu v'ada l'kuli amam mamonahu v'lhu hanachon. That's the two deyas in the Rishonim, but the pashtus of the language sounds like the first deya, but the pashtus of the svara sounds like the second day. Okay, let's continue. V'hashta da'amrit palganizka knasa. Now that we've said palganizka knasa, meaning what? And we'll go with Tosfos first. Tosfos says the following is only according to the Mandamar Paganiska Knasa. Right? Now that we say Paganiska Knasa, and therefore you are chayiv on strange cases, right? Paganiska Knasa means what your ox did was unusual and you're still chayiv. So because you say that, you'll be chayiv in these cases too. Haikalba da'achal imri, if you have a dog that ate some sheep, v'shunra da'achal tanagola, some cat that ate some chickens, v'shunahu, it's v'shunah, v'lo magvina b'bavel. And you would not be able to collect it in Bavel because that's a knas. And we know knasos are not done in Bavel, only in Eretz Yisrael, v'hani mili b'rabbi. It's only by big ones, by big sheep and chickens, that's unusual. Avol v'zutra yorchehu, but little ones, that's normal for them to sit on. Period. Tosva says, now stop there for a minute. Tosva says in v'hashta nireh the dafka l'man d'amar pagneska knasa. This is only according to pagneska knasa. V'l'man d'amar pagneska mamona lo machayev klau. But according to the Manamar, Palganizka Mamona, so then there's you don't have any source that if your animal does something strange, you're going to be chayiv. Until it does it three times. Right? So in that case, you're going to be putter. That's what Tosva says. Big finish. Says the Shidibu Kubetzas here, Bashem the Riva? No. He says, Da Filu Lamanda Amar Palganizka Mamona. Listen to this one. Mikri Karen Mishuna. Even if you're Palganizka Mamona, Karen is still strange. Aval Eda Mishuna Kol Kach. So don't take the words v'hashdu da'amma pagnas ka'knasa. All that means, says the Tzimtzum Kubetzes, means now that you see that you're chayav for strange things. The Gemara picks saying pagnas ka'knasa because that mandamar holds it's really strange. But even the mandamar pagnas ka'mona holds it strange. So what's the importance of this shita? It's bringing the two mandamars much closer together. Pagnas ka'mona, pagnas ka'knasa are brought much closer together by the shita of the Riva. Tosfos has them wide apart. Right, Palitzka Mamona holds this is totally normal, and you never find anywhere that you're chayef for your animal doing something strange. Palitzka Knasa, you do. So that's a very important machlokas about how far away are the shitos. Okay, let's continue. V'itafas lo mafkinan mine. But if you're toface, in this case, even in Bavel, lo mafkinan mine, we don't take it, Bezin does not take it back from him. Those five words have much ink spilled on it. Tfisa. Tfisa b'knas is a huge issue here. The rush here has more than a column of rush on this line, tfisa b'knas. What's the main issue? The main issue is, we know that if I lend you money, so then the chiyuv flows from the act. Why do you owe me money? Because of what you did, of what I lend you money. It flows from the act. Let's say if I'm a chal Shabbos. So does the chiyuv misa flow from the act? I could go to Bezin and I'm chay misa? No, of course not. Why it's only after Adam come and testify. It does flows from the Chashas Gemar Din. What about Knas? That's a huge discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Does Knas flow from the Maisa Avera? Or from the Maisa whatever occurred? Or does Knas only exist later on from Hamad Badin? One of the Svaras given for Modib Knas Patra, as I alluded to before, is that it doesn't exist. Modib Amamon that Hodos Badin Kamei Adam Dami. Therefore, if it exists, you admit to it, you're Chayiv. But maybe the point by Knas is that it doesn't exist yet. What do you mean, Motiv Knas Potter? It doesn't exist. It has to be Mukhuyev by Bezin. So if you usurp that definition, then you're not going to be Chayiv. So Tfisa, if it doesn't exist, shouldn't help. That's the big discussion here. Look what Tosfos says. In Tafas Lomafkinamine, you know what that means? It doesn't mean if you grab the money. Nire Omer Rabbi Natan, Dafki Tafas Hamazagatsmo. What are we talking about? If you grab the animal, you're allowed to keep it. That's a nezek. Because Tosfos, again, is bothered. What do you mean? Tfisa. By Knas. No, if you grade the Mazak Asmo, Kulum Kelev, Oshun Rakamar, Zulum Afkine Bamazak. He Kilu Chachamim Shuchal Hachzikbo. That's a Tinder Abanan, Avamid Achrini Lo. You can't do that. You can't grab a Knas. Society can't function. It might not even exist yet. So that is a huge discussion here. We don't have time to get totally into it, but there are many Marmakomas. There are Kiv Eger and Makas Daf Heyman Aleph in the Gilin Ashas there. That's where a lot of it starts from. And the Rabbal Chanan, many other sources. Maybe if we have time. At a future point, we will mention it. There is a fascinating machlokas in the Nesivus. The Nesivus and Siman Aleph. Siman Aleph and the Nesivus. Oh, hey. Does Tfisa keep working back and forth? Let's say the Mazda goes and grabs it back. Could the Mazda go and grab it back? The Nesivus grabs it. Now the Mazda can grab it. So the Nesivus quotes some that say the Mazda cannot grab it back, but then he himself thinks he can grab it back. Again, what's the machlokas? Is Tfisa a form of a din? If Tfisa is a form of a din, that's it. It's finished. The Nesivus gets it. It's finished. But if you say, no, it's more of like kol to'olam var, it's not really a din, but it's like, I have it now I'm the muhsak. You're going to get you the muhsak. So it's you know, you think like it's crazy, but that's what the Yeshiva says, make your a din. The Amar, back to the Gemara. The Amar kavli zimna da'azlina la'arad Yisrael kavina lay. If one of them says to the other one, he sets a time to come to Eretz Yisrael to judge the case, so we set the time. The lo'azlum shabtina lay. If he doesn't come, we put him in chayrim. U'benkach shabtina lay. Anyway, in the interim, we put him in chayrim anyway. Adam Salah Kazeka until he removes the animal from his property. Why? Midir Abnasan, Beser Abnasan, Titania Masanomer, Minayin Shaligal Adam Kelarabato Beso. How do you know that you cannot have a bad dog in your house? Right? Sometimes some neighborhoods have some Kelaklavim Raim running around. Falgam itzulam ruba tafeso. How do you know that? Tamal, you can have a weak ladder. Tamalomer lasaz nadam beisecha. You cannot keep dumb in your house. The pasuk by ma'akeh. Okay, this is any dangerous situation you cannot have in your house. And there's an iser. At least an iser to rabbanon to have a dangerous animal, a dangerous item in one's house. Right, you got to take precautions. The Sefer Chinuch says there. This doesn't only mean sakanas nafashas. Even sakanas hezek. Even sakanas hezek this applies to. You don't need nafashas here, and therefore one has to know. You know. Big Shiloh, are you allowed to have those, whatever type of dogs they're called? Those, right, pit bulls. Oh, mine's tame. Oh, come on, it might be defined as a kelav ra. How many stories do you hear on the news that this tame, domicile, you know, kelev tov becomes a kelav ra all of a sudden? So you gotta really ask, a person really has to ask a Shiloh. So he wants to know if this is, involved, whatever animal one has a pet snake, one has a pet, you know, you gotta know if it's, if it falls in the category of Rebbe Nasan. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow we will continue with... you got to say modin properly, tomorrow's Gemara says, or else your spine's going to turn into a snake, talking about snakes. Okay, that'll be tomorrow's daf.